The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, it is our duty and our joy, gracious and holy Father, always and everywhere to give you thanks. In the beginning, your Spirit swept across the face of the waters, bringing order and beauty out of chaos. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. Though we turned away from you, your love remained steadfast, and you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Saviour of the world. At his baptism in the Jordan, he was anointed by your Spirit and revealed as your beloved Son. In the power of the Spirit, he was sent to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Sharing our human nature, he died on the cross. Raised again in glory, he lives forever to pray for us. By the gift of the Spirit, whom you have sent in his name, you bring to completion the work of your Son, leading us into all truth, making us a people for your praise, and giving us power to proclaim the gospel in all the world. And so, with all the faithful of every time and place, we join with the choirs of angels in the eternal hymn. Before he died, the Lord Jesus took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. He gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of all his mighty acts, we offer you these gifts, and with them ourselves, as a holy living sacrifice. You send forth your Spirit, you bind us in love, you renew the face of the earth. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Unite us with him and with one another in mission to all the world, and bring us with the whole creation to your heavenly kingdom. We say together the prayer that Jesus gave us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
today our daily bread, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Please be seated. Let us pray. Living God, we thank you for this night and for all that we have experienced that is of you. For your blessing upon each of us. For those who join us in this feast. Those who are no longer with us on earth, but rest in your eternal peace. For all those who have touched our lives, the angels at our side. And we thank you, O God, that we have been charged with the responsibility to preach good news to all those we encounter in our places and time. So just as we have brought this gift of money to transform the lives of many across our world, and just as we have brought bread and wine that is transformed into the body and blood of Christ, so we bring our very selves, all that we have and are, that we too may be transformed and be angels alongside those with whom we live. Praise be to you, O Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Now I would invite those who are sharing in communion, in the distribution.